Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I am so happy to be the pastor here at Sugar Hill Church, and I'm grateful that you've joined me for another one of these 5 minute a day, 5 days a week podcasts. Please share them with your friends on social media. If you were with me on Monday, we talked about Now I See. This is a guy that Jesus had healed. Now, the text tells us in John chapter 9 that he'd been blind from birth. And now the Pharisees are all freaked out trying to figure out what happened because Jesus apparently heals this guy on the Sabbath day, and the church leaders are ticked off, man. So in verse 20 in John chapter 9, this fellow who can now see, his parents say, "We know this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see or who healed him. Ask him. He is old enough to speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who had announced that anyone saying Jesus was the Messiah would be expelled from the synagogue. And that's why they said, "He's old enough. Ask him." I mean, it's almost like they're saying, "But really, he can tell you he was there, but really." And then in verse 24, it says, "So for the second time, they called in the man who had been blind and told him, 'God should get the glory for this because we know this man, Jesus, is a sinner.' 'I don't know whether he's a sinner,' the man replied, 'but I know this. I was blind, and now I can see.'" I mean, it's almost like he really is saying, "But really, guys, I was blind, now I see. Like the other day, I could hear you, but today I see you. Really?" Now, they go at it again in verse 26. "But what did he do?" they asked. "How did he heal you?" And you can see by the exclamation point in verse 27, it says, "Look," the man exclaimed, "I told you once, didn't you listen? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Now, man, I can't imagine how ticked off they got then. Because the verse says in verse 28, "Then they cursed him," which, by the way, might be a tell that their hearts weren't right. "Then they cursed him and said, 'You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses.'" Almost like, "Ha, gotcha. We know God spoke to Moses, but we don't even know where this man comes from." And listen to what this guy says. "Why, that's very strange," the man replied. "He healed my eyes, and yet you don't know where he comes from? We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but he is ready to hear those who worship him and do his will. Ever since the world began, no one has been able to open the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not from God, he couldn't have done it." And this dude is preaching now. I mean, the big shots in the synagogue have come and they have ticked this boy off. It's like, "I know that he had done something only God could do." And listen to what they say in verse 34. "You were born a total sinner," they answered. "Are you trying to teach us?" And they threw him out of the synagogue. Oh my stars. This sounds like the church I grew up in. It's like, "How dare you have a fresh thought about Jesus just because he saved you, just because he brought you out of the muck and the mire and the junk of life? How dare you?" You know what I would say? "But really?" I mean, guys, really? What I see here is this. In verse 35, when Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man answered, "Who is he, sir? I want to believe in him." "You have seen him," Jesus said, "and he is speaking to you." "Well, yes, Lord, I believe," the man said, and he worshiped Jesus. Then Jesus told him, "I entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind, and to show those who think they see that they are blind." Some Pharisees who were standing nearby heard him, and they said, "Are you saying we're blind?" Listen to this. I love this answer. "If you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty," Jesus replied, "but you remain guilty because you claim you can see." Listen, you know what the story is here, folks? That God can do what God is going to do, and we need to expect that. But God is not limited by a religion. He is not limited by man. He is not limited by a denomination, and he is not limited by our orthodoxy. God can and God will do as he pleases, and the one thing he asks for us to do is to trust him and to know that. You know, friend, I think God wants to do great works in your life today. Allow him to do that. and stop worrying about what everybody else thinks. This is about you and a relationship with the God of all creation, who gave you his Son that you might stop being blind spiritually and you might see clearly. That you may not just wander through life blindly, but that you might be able to see the path not only to heaven, but to peace clearly. This is what Jesus offers you today. Receive it, my friend, in the power and in the name of Christ and Christ alone. God bless you. I hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, or you can always join us at live.sugarhill.church. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.